Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone. Welcome to Dr. Louisa, talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse. We are so glad to have you tune in with us on today. And please have something handy so that you can jot down some very important information. Once again, welcome. You know, we've been talking about psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse. We want to reiterate to you, you are not alone. Don't think you are the only person that is facing what you are facing. You are not. You are not alone. And not only that, it is not your fault that you find yourself in a psychological, emotional, or verbal abuse relationship. Remember, there is no gender. There is no gender that is not affected. No racial, economic status, or anything. It can be a family member. It can be a friend. It can be a boss. It can be a parent. It can be a sibling. It can be a child that you find yourself in a psychological, emotional, or verbal abuse relationship with. We want you to realize that you have options. You have options, and you may call the national hotline number. And we'll be giving that number out to you again shortly. So we also want you to let you know that there are at least 20,000 calls per day to the national hotline number about domestic violence and domestic abuse. We want you to know that at the end of the line, there are trained people that if you just want to talk, just to talk about what you're going through, they're there to listen. And if you need some options of some places that you may go to find information, you can have that also. The phone number is 800-799-SAFE. That's 800-799-7233. So sometimes a person can be in an abusive, emotional, psychological, or verbal abuse relationship and not be aware. There are many red flags that you may be able to pick up. For instance, if a person is constantly calling you to try to find out where you are, that's a red flag, especially early on in a relationship. Sometimes, I know as a female, I overlooked what that meant, you know, someone calling me all the time just to see where I am or just to talk to me. And if I miss the call, to call back, and then when I do call back, there's no answer. So it took me a long time, really, I'm studying domestic violence, to find out what the red flags are. Also, if a person begins to tell you how they want you to dress, you know, you look good with this on, or why don't you put this on, those are red flags that you're in a power and control relationship. And what that is what that means, I'm sorry, is that you as the person that's being abused, or you as the person at the other end, what you're doing is allowing someone else to be so important to you that you don't want to say what you want to say because you're afraid of losing that relationship. So what we want to do is have you call 1-800-799-7233. That's 1-800-799-7233. You call that number, even if you think that something is going on in whatever relationship it could be and you're not sure of what it is. Just go ahead and call. And I did not start off saying while we started this broadcast today that we're going a little different today and not picking up where we left off on last week. So, and if a person is calling you name calling, that's a form of psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse. We're not talking about physical abuse. And one thing about emotional abuse is that the physical abuse, the scars, they heal. But the emotional abuse, it can take a long time to even be resolved from that. So we're reaching out, trying to help anyone that's listening. And also, as we said on last week, pass the information on to someone else. Just pass on what you're hearing through this broadcast on to others. And we find that sometimes in the psychological, emotional, and verbal abusive relationship, the person sometimes seems just fine, talking to you nicely, treating you nicely, and then the next thing you know, they're back to trying to control you, order you around, and tell you what to do. And one ministry is to help you gain back your self-esteem, your self-concept, and how you feel about yourself. Because to be emotionally or verbally abused, it weighs down on you mentally. It causes you to feel insecure, not sure about yourself, not sure about the judgments that you make, and not even really positive about your own reality. And as we've said in the past, you may also always go back and listen to the broadcast from the beginning, and I believe you're able to go through each episode and you'll hear the different things that we've said about the abuser and how they act and how they prey on individuals. It's not that you were walking around with a sign. They just knew the words to say when they met you. You know, whether it's your boss, whether it's your coworker, a family member, your spouse, or your parent that's showing signs of abuse towards you. So we want you to know that you're not alone. And if you call the national hotline number for domestic violence, you will get assistance that you need. And they can even tell you locally how you can find someone to assist you. Again, that number is 1-800-799-7233. 800-799-7233. And please go back and listen to some of the previous broadcasts that we've given out and listen to the information. You'll find very, very important information. You'll find statistics about abuse, as we reiterated on last week. You'll find information about how the abuser preys on individuals. But again, it's not your fault. It's just something that happens to you. And also, there's a link at the top. Feel free to... Oh, and you can also text the national hotline folks for domestic violence. You can text 88788, and you can also chat live with them. You can call them and also chat live. What good information. Wow. But what we're trying to impress upon you today is don't feel bad. Don't feel alone. Every contact to the hotline is personal. Some people reach out to identify themselves as survivors of abuse. Some are concerned about friends or family members, and some as abusive partners seeking to change themselves. But many people may be unsure of what to expect when you contact the National Defense Hotline, but just call because they are there for you. So also what we want to tell you is in reference to psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse, they're all interrelated. They're all interrelated, and they go to reach out at you, the person. They reach out for you, the person. So what we want you to do is please call that number. So name calling is one of the pet peeve things that they do. And also trying to keep you away from family members and friends, trying to minimize where you go, and they also try to dominate your finance. So again, that number is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1 800-799-7233. And so make sure and chat. Call that number. They will chat with you live. You can even text at 88788. Now, hopefully next week, when you go to text, I left out you have to write in the word start, text start, 288-788. I'm sorry. You want to text the word start, S-T-A-R-T, to 887-888. And I want you to know that on next week we will get back to winding up on psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse, because we also mentioned there's dating. There's dating abuse, there's texting abuse, and there's stalking abuse. We want to start tackling those subjects. And you'll see an icon on the screen if you're on the computer that you can use it to follow the broadcast. But not only that, you can also use it to you can do comments at the bottom. So hopefully we've given you some information about abusive relationships and emotional, verbal, and psychological aspects of being in an abusive relationship that is not physical. Physical, we know, is pushing, shoving. So we just got the countdown that we have 90 seconds left. So hopefully next week you'll be able to call in and we can talk live about whatever you want to share. I want to thank you very much for listening, and I want you to know, as I said before, you're not alone. It was a long time before I realized that I was in a psychological, emotional, and verbal abusive relationship. But by doing this broadcast, it's really healing me. For the information that I'm finding, it's healing me by being able to also help others. So I thank you very much for tuning in on today, and may the Lord continue to bless you. And hopefully I will hear from you and also speak with you again on next Tuesday. Have a great day.